the house where peace can live. Better is a dry morsel with quietness than a house full of feasting with strife. Proverbs 17:1, World English Bible. The Hebrew behind a house full of feasting is more striking than the English suggests. It literally speaks of a house full of sacrifices, zevachim. In ancient Israel, meat was commonly eaten at sacrificial festivals. The picture may therefore be of an abundant, even religious banquet poisoned by quarrelling. God would rather meet us over a crust shared in peace than be invoked at a lavish table where people devour one another. This is not praise of poverty itself. It is a warning that outward blessing, including religious activity, cannot compensate for a household without peace. Augustine described peace as the tranquility of order. Peace is not merely low volume, it is life rightly ordered under God. What we allow to enter. Proverbs 17 gives unusual attention not only to wicked speech, but also to wicked listening. An evildoer heeds wicked lips. Gossip requires two forms of sin, one mouth willing to release poison and one ear willing to receive it. We often imagine ourselves innocent because we did not create the accusation. Yet the listening heart may become a sanctuary for another person's malice. Verse 9 says that covering an offence promotes love. This does not mean concealing abuse or protecting injustice. Verses 15, 23, and 26 strongly condemn corrupt judgment. Love covers personal offences by refusing to turn another's failure into social currency. Justice, however, uncovers evil when silence would leave the vulnerable exposed. Wisdom knows the difference between mercy and concealment. The holy paradox of justification. Verse 15 declares that justifying the wicked and condemning the righteous are both detestable to God. Yet Romans 4:5 says that God justifies the ungodly. How can God do what Proverbs condemns? The cross provides the answer. A corrupt judge accepts a secret bribe and pretends guilt is innocence. God does neither. He names sin truthfully, condemns it in the flesh of Christ, and joins the guilty to the righteousness of his Son. Grace is not divine corruption. The judge himself bears the cost of his just verdict. At Calvary, human courts condemned the righteous one. In the resurrection, God overturned their verdict. Now sinners are justified not because evil has been renamed, but because Christ has answered for it. The chapter begins with quietness and ends with closed lips. Verse 27 literally describes the wise as cool of spirit. Such quietness is not cowardice. It is the strength to stop the breach before the waters of strife escape, to let God's refining fire test the heart, and to speak only what serves truth and love. Suggested cross-references: Matthew 5:23, 9:24, Romans 3:23-26, Romans 4:5, Romans 8:3, James 1:19-20, 1 Peter 4:8. Suggested hymn: Jesus, Lord, We Look to Thee, by Charles Wesley. Prayer. Righteous Father, cool the fever of our spirits. Guard our ears, govern our tongues, and make our homes places where truth and peace embrace. Thank you that in Christ you remain just while justifying sinners. Refine our hearts until even our silence becomes an act of love. Amen.